Listening Library presents Queer Power. Icons, activists, and game changers from across the rainbow. By Dom and Ink. Read for you by Nikki Endress. Intro. When I was growing up, I really struggled to see myself in many, if any, characters anywhere. Where was my feminine homo, the lanky-legged queero of dreams that I could aspire to be? There were only so many years I could pretend to be Chitara from Thundercats or Ellie Sattler from Jurassic Park. Laura Dern, if you're listening to this, I always look at a pink shirt and cream cargo short combo and think of you fondly. And here's the thing. I'm a basic bitch white queer. If I struggled in my teen years for representation, I cannot imagine what it must have been and still be like for all those who didn't feel seen or represented. That's what drove me to put together Queer Power. I wanted to create something for the community, for the allies, and for the next generation of queer youth. A book celebrating modern-day trailblazers, activists, and icons who have shaped our world and will continue to do so. I could have gone in a number of different directions. There are a variety of amazing books out there that feature inspiring, historical LGBTQ+ figures, and I felt they do it so well that I didn't want to take up that space. I really could have pushed more celebrity into Queer Power if I wanted to, but I didn't. This book is a mix of hugely well-known public figures and some people you may not recognize. That's the charm. The people we are about to celebrate are the ones whose voices should be amplified, whose stories and journeys should be in front of you. These are people that I look up to and am inspired by. People that I have genuinely learned from, and hope that you will too. I couldn't fit in everyone I wanted, as there are so many incredible humans out there doing the work for the LGBTQ+ community. So, once you've finished the audiobook, and re-listened to it, and lent it to your Auntie Carol, you can get out there and research other voices that need to be heard. So, no matter where you are on your journey in life, I hope hearing about these inspirational icons helps you. This book is a safe space for you, a place to lose yourself in its artwork and remind you to always live your authentically queer truth. I'm here for you. For me, Queer Power isn't just a book full of idols. It's my own love letter to the LGBTQ+ community. I love you. Dominic. A note to listeners about pronouns. All pronouns, she, her, he, him, they, them, in this book, are the primary pronouns the icon uses. Chapter 1. Out, proud, and visible. It's our first chapter, and you're about to meet so many incredible humans. Are you ready, hon? These next few pages are looking at people who are out there and visibly representing not just the LGBTQ+ community, but others too. I don't think you can finish listening to this without feeling proud of them and what they stand for. I don't want to live my entire life not doing what I want to do. Lil Nas X. Anyone who primarily wears cowboy hats, studded jackets, and neon boots so effortlessly basically is iconic in my eyes. In August 2019, Old Town Road, a country rap song, sat atop the Billboard 100 for 19 weeks. The longest any single had stayed at number one since the chart began in 1958. Furthermore, Nas came out as gay while the single was dominating the charts at number one, therefore making him the only person to do so at the same time as having a number one record. Historic! After coming out, Nas revealed on Twitter that he thought he'd made it obvious with his rainbow-themed album cover and the lyrics on his track, Closure. While he received a homophobic backlash from parts of the hip-hop community, Nas also had a lot of amazing support, with many fans who were Black and queer pointing out how inspiring it was to see a Black queer man succeeding in mainstream music. Then, in 2021, Lil Nas X basically did the biggest cultural reset ever by releasing his chart smash, Montero, Call Me By Your Name, an unapologetically queer anthem with a music video featuring him pole dancing into hell and giving Satan a lap dance, all in 8-inch heels. A serve. Since coming out, Nas has released more top hits, modeled for Rihanna's Fenty Beauty, won awards, and was named by Time magazine as one of the 25 most influential people on the internet. He also still wears his signature looks, which incorporate queerness with camp humor, some futuristic aspects, and a whole lot of attitude. Let's talk about intersex. You've heard the phrase, I wear my heart on my sleeve. Well, I kind of wear my penis on mine. Anik Soni. The intersex community are massively underrepresented, and their voices and stories need to be heard. In 2020 alone, there was a huge call to end unnecessary surgery on intersex children without their consent. The Anne and Robert H. Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago was the first hospital to apologize for performing such surgeries in the past. Anik Soni is at the forefront of intersex campaigning and activism. His many achievements include receiving the Gay Times Honor for British Community Trailblazer Award in 2019. Yes, Anik! Having helped to organize UK Black Pride, Pride in London, and the first intersex march, Anik is taking huge steps in advocating for the intersex community. His visibility and words have been huge contributors to helping representation, and he openly encourages conversations around intersex people, especially in the media. This is mirrored in Anik's fantastic documentary for BBC Radio 1, The Intersex Diaries, which charts his own journey to surgery and is powerful, beautiful, and informative. I encourage anyone who listens to this to watch it straight away. Like, right now, please. Queer Muslims are valid. Blair Imani. Blair Imani is a queer Muslim, historian, author, and activist. I think Blair plays a very important part in the queer community and the push for social justice. She came out in June 2017 while on Tucker Carlson's Fox News show talking about safe spaces for Muslims in the United States. This was a real turning point and a massive moment of visibility for the Muslim members of the LGBTQ+ community. There is a common misconception that many Muslim people are homophobic. This outdated stereotype completely erases the idea that you can be queer and Muslim, not to mention the experiences of many queer Muslim people who very much exist. Following the program, she also wrote a blog post about her coming out and the importance of representation of queer Muslims in mainstream media. This led to an outpouring of messages of support, with many people thankful that they finally felt seen and heard. Reflecting on Instagram, she wrote, "Sure, since coming out, I've been ostracized and lost opportunities, but Alhamdulillah, being an out and proud Muslim is a blessing that every closet.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?